Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what day it is. It's Sunday, so it's a Sunday party. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author and a bartender out in Hillsboro, hanging out with my partner in crime, as always, Miss Alexis Bravos. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm pretty good. I don't know why you're so excited, though. We're both hungover.
Dude, hungover. Yes, ma'am. That is the truth. And today, the weather's actually not bad. So we're sitting outside, hanging out the old Colonial Inn on King Street, one of the most iconic locations in Hillsboro.
Kicking back on the porch here.
Just having a little frosty drink. Delicious. Anyway, so how's your weekend been?
Oh, excellent. I worked at Yonder Bar, and it was just a party all weekend, y'all. Thanks for coming by.
That party does not stop until today because we're closed. Speaking of party, here comes one walking right up to us. What's up? It's the bar manager of Colonial in here, Miss Kelly McGuire. What's shaking, Kelly Mac?
Hey, Kelly.
Eric, Alexis, what's going on?
Funny running into you here.
I know. It's almost like I live here or something.
You do work a lot, don't you?
I do. I do.
How many shifts you work this week?
I work an average of about six.
What?
Six, yep.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know, man. It's just my passion.
All right. Is this the best job you've ever had? Tell us about the best job you've ever had in your life.
Well, I've only had about two.
Don't worry. No one listens to the show, so you can talk smack about everyone.
No, it's definitely the best job I've ever had.
What was the worst job you've ever had?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
I don't know that I can speak about that.
Yes. Okay, just give pseudonyms. You don't have to say the place.
I worked for a pharmacy for a while.
Okay.
For about 2 weeks.
What was so bad about it?
It was really cold, and I had to stand in one place, and that's not my thing.
Did that pharmacy have a bench out front?
I don't think it did. It might now.
All right.
Interesting.
Oddly enough, we hung out last episode on a bench out in front of a pharmacy, one iconic location, just down the street from this iconic location. Colonial Inn's got quite a strange history, doesn't it?
A long, strange history, most definitely.
What do you know about the history of the Colonial Inn?
I think it was almost burnt down at least one or two times. We don't know if it was around in the 1700s or the 1800s. Somehow the stairs have managed to stick around. Oh. Floors haven't fallen through yet. Been a lot of different innkeepers.
What about ghosts, Kelly? Tell us about the ghosts.
There's definitely a couple ghosts in there.
All right.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Room 5. Some woman ghost. She wants to hurt every man that goes in there.
Oh, sweet. That's I know that's, where we're.
Woman does. After my own heart.
My spirit animal, truly.
But have you encountered or had like any experiences with the?
Well, over
ghosts?
Christmas, mysteriously, one of our Christmas trees kept falling down at least 4 times while we had that up. I don't think they were thrilled about that. A couple wine glasses have fallen and not broken. Whistling, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very strange place, for sure.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I've had some ghost encounters, too, at the Yonder Bar. We don't talk about that.
We really don't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, that's Eric.
It's too disturbing. It's too disturbing. But I will say that the bulk of my encounters happened over Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
So there must have been just an influx of
the holiday
ghostly
spirit.
Activity around then.
Spirits.
Yeah.
One thing I bet a lot of you didn't know about the Colonial Inn is it wasn't always in the location it was in.
Yeah.
Actually, in the early 1800s, then first term mayor Tom Stevens actually had it moved from its original location.
No kidding.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God.
Shh.
Folks, we have a kid here with us on the porch at the Colonial Inn.
Hi.
Yep.
Shh. Kids.
Not in the bar.
They allow dogs too, don't they?
They do.
No kids allowed in the bar at the Colonial?
Wow. No, they can definitely come if they want to eat or something, but I need to see some IDs.
Right.
For sure.
Well, you're not serving them alcohol like we do at Yonder.
Certainly
Just
not.
Kidding, ABC board.
So what do you do when you ain't working?
I don't do a whole lot. I do a lot of sleeping. I do a lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And rinse, repeat.
What do you drink? I know what you drink, but I know what you drink. But I'm asking for these folks. What do you drink? In case somebody sees you out and want to get you a
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, everybody buy Kelly a drink.
Aperol Spritz is the season. Mm-hmm. Alexis makes me some really good ones down there at Yonder. I don't discriminate too much, honestly.
Yeah. So if I bought you a light beer, would you drink that?
If I must.
How about a Bloody Mary on a Saturday night?
On a Saturday night? Absolutely not.
Sunday morning. Okay, we've reached your limit.
You're right.
Because
sociopaths order Bloody Marys on Saturday night. It happened to me
last weekend.
Oh, no, I know.
Like 10 at night.
I know.
That's horrifying.
I know. There's one
extra spicy.
One fella that came in one time and Lana made him a Bloody Mary, and ever since then he's like, "Yeah, Lana makes the best Bloody Marys. Will you make me one?" I'm like, "You just said Lana makes them. Why are you asking me to make it? You know, like Lana makes them. I'm not gonna make the best Bloody Mary."
So did you just give him your address?
No, gave him a tomato juice and vodka, some hot sauce in it.
Just a little V8.
Lana does make an excellent Bloody Mary. She's not even listening.
She listens. I found out last night. She listens. Yeah. As part of the argument.
We're going to have to watch what we say from now on.
Why should on the radio be any different? So, yeah, we used to see you all the time until you got a boyfriend.
Oh, that is true.
I've been spending a lot of time outside of Hillsboro lately, but still around.
Where's he live?
In Durham.
Ooh,
so
look
not
at
too
you.
Far,
not fancy.
Too far. So a big fan of this station, this show. So,
oh yeah,
I'm stoked about it. Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's give him a shout out. What's his name?
His name's Nate.
Nate.
Ooh, Nate.
Yes.
What if you were to send him a long distance dedication? What would it be?
Oh my goodness.
Think about it. What's your song? Do you guys have a song?
We have a lot of songs.
All right, tell me one.
I don't know that any of them are appropriate for the radio.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's that Cardi B song.
We're not appropriate for the radio.
That's why we're on Sundays. Hey, we got tons of other questions to ask Kelly, but we'll also have a ton of questions to ask Alexis. So if y'all stick around for a minute, we'll be right back. We're going to ask Alexis those burning questions of yours. So we'll see you in a second. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
My name is Hubert Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
It's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
Howdy, Hillsboro. We're back on 97.9 The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with my partner in crime, Eric Pruitt.
Howdy.
And our guest this week, Kelly McGuire. We are on the porch at the historic Colonial Inn today, kicking back with a frosty beverage and watching the drizzle outside. It's a lovely day. Come by and see us. We're about to answer some advice questions from Ask Alexis. If you have questions of your own, come by Yonder Bar and put them in the pickle jar on the bar, and or use the anonymous internet form at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro, and we will answer all of your burning questions. Kelly, do you want to help me answer some questions?
I would love to.
Awesome. All right. I've answered this one before, but since you are you're the bar manager. Do you still have bar shifts though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask this one. I think we talked about this last week, but dear Alexis, what is your go-to drink to make for customers that don't know what they would like to drink? And I'm going to turn that one over to you.
So that's a little difficult. Sometimes you got to feel somebody out about exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. But I'm always slinging a good French 75 at someone, try and turn them onto gin. You know, a good light beer is always an option as well. People are a little too picky about certain things, but I don't know. I always just kind of go with what I like and cross my fingers that they'll like it too.
Yeah. So you kind of like try to figure out what they usually drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Some people don't know. But
I know someone that asks people what their favorite breakfast cereals are.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to try that one out sometime.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that actually would translate into knowing what someone wants to drink.
Yeah, but some like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. What if it's fruit? If I was like Fruit Loops, what would you make me, Eric?
Cosmo.
You know, that's actually pretty astute. Yeah. Thank you.
I've been called worse.
What about grape nuts?
Cosmo.
I just look like a Cosmo girl. All right, let's move on. Dear Alexis, and this is the kind of the exact opposite of a question that I got last week, which was, what should I do if a friend or family member doesn't share the same views and I don't want to talk to them anymore? This question is, dear Alexis, what should I do if a family member no longer talks to me? Huh. I think I would rejoice in that. Who wants to talk to their family that much? So, you know, thank God. Kelly?
You know, I think life has a funny way of sorting things out in the end. I would agree with you. You know, eventually, you just kind of got to make peace with that and just let people go on their way. Probably didn't need them anyways. So,
Eric?
Well, I mean, it depends on the family member. If it's a male family member and they don't want to talk to you, then you just bully them until they start talking to you again. But if it's a female family member, just gaslight them, make them think it's their fault.
Yeah, that usually works.
Yeah.
I
think I read that in an article somewhere.
You got to really dig the trauma in there.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
really dig the trauma in. In all seriousness, I would want to really understand why that was happening. And, you know, is it my fault? Is it their fault? Is it a miscommunication?
Is it Trump's fault?
Do we need family therapy? You know, so anyway, okay, let's move on. Dear Kelly, what's it like being so adorbs?
It's a difficult job some days. It's a little stressful, but, you know, I make it work.
You maintain.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
True. Totes adorbs.
Absolutely.
Somebody really wrote a question for Kelly in the Ask Alexis jar?
No. But it's. I feel like it's addressed to all of us. You know, even you, Eric.
I've been called so many things, but never adorbs.
I'm going to start.
All right. Dear Alexis, diet or exercise, how do I lose the COVID-20? I would like the answer to this as well. I think it's both. However, I think the main answer is diet. You have to burn more calories than you take in, no matter how much you exercise. Exercise all day. If you're not burning those calories, then you're not going to lose any weight. However, that said, I mean, I don't know this person. I don't know who you are. But I think everyone looks a little better with 20 extra pounds on, you know?
You're not wrong.
Next question.
Okay. Dear Alexis, not advice. I just want to tell you and Eric that Yonder makes Hillsborough better. Thank you. Did Lana write that?
That's definitely not her handwriting.
Well, thank you, anonymous person, for saying that.
Thank you, mystery woman.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And we think you make Yonder better by coming there. Okay. Here's a serious one. Dear Alexis, how do I control my anger? This is another one where I would also like the answer to it. And I think, and this is a very serious answer, I don't think you can control your anger. Being angry is a very natural response to a scenario. But it's what you do with the anger that's important. I think it's okay to make a mistake. But if you keep making that same mistake, that's when there's a problem. So I struggle with anger and I do yoga, I meditate. And then at the end of the day, I just drink so much that I forgot what I was angry about. Kelly?
I think that's solid advice, definitely the drinking part. No, I think in all seriousness, it's important to think about how it's impacting other people around you and, you know, hold yourself accountable and, you know, always try and be better. But a little drink at the end of the day doesn't hurt, so.
Eric, how do you control your... Oh, wait, you don't.
No, no, I am a man, nope. So there's a certain amount of self-entitledness that comes with the territory, which means I really don't control my anger, but I have found that I channel it into my creative passions because I'm an angry dude. Might as well make money off of it.
Yeah. You know, you're one of the most disciplined people I know, by the way. I just want to throw that in there.
Dang. Damn. Did you hear that?
I don't know about that.
Okay, Siri, what does it mean to be a disciplined person?
Record the date.
Was that an insult? Like, is there an insult in there?
Well, also, I mean, the Supreme Court did vote 6-3 that women aren't allowed to be angry anymore.
Right.
So there's that. I mean, we're just being controlled by the federal law at this point. So do we have time for one more?
Absolutely.
Great. Am I still allowed to give advice?
For now.
Okay, here's one. Dear Alexis, I'm not sure I like my friend's child. Treat her like a child. She's not an adult. And this is a little confusing, and I think this person was deep in their cups when they wrote it. And they also...
Which we're not judging, by the way.
Right.
We are not judging.
Never. They also crossed out the word hate. So they meant to say, I hate my friend's child. And they crossed that out to say, I am not sure I like my friend's child. So
that's
this
a
is,
big swing.
Yeah. I mean, I've... As a mom who's hung out with other parents and their children, I've definitely had this experience. And I think just, you know, when the parents aren't looking, just like pinching them.
Always a solid option.
Yeah. And or insulting them, you know, stuff like that. Kelly.
Kelly?
You know, children are difficult. It's a sensitive subject for me. But,
Children are the future, Kelly.
That's the horrifying part, quite honestly.
If we have one.
I mean, probably not at this point, but...
God. Oh, no, I personally hate everybody's child. I mean, like, and the way I get back at them is I just vote pro-choice, like, all the time. In fact, I go, like, super hard at pro-choice. Like, I sometimes think you could take them out, like, at the fourth or fifth or even sixth trimester, you know? Like... Just, I mean, if it was up to me, it'd be like whack-a-mole. I'd just be right there at the end, be like, get me back.
The way that they're going to edit this section is like, there's literally going to be no full sentences left at all.
How are they going to edit the next section? Y'all stick around and find out. We'll have a couple more questions for Ask Alexis here on 97.9 The Hill. If there are any sponsors left, we're about to hear from them. And we'll be back here on the porch of the Colonial Inn with Kelly McGuire.
See you soon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is wet yet. It's your primitive is wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work it. Yeah. It's your primitive is wet yet. It's your primitive.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
What's up, Hillsboro? Howdy. Howdy, Hillsboro. We're back here on 97.9 The Hill on the porch of the Colonial Inn. I'm Eric Pruitt. I'm joined by Alexis Bravos. We're bartenders down the road at Yonder Bar. But we're here with the bartender extraordinaire, the bar manager of Colonial Inn, Kelly McGuire.
That's hey, Kelly.
Me. How's it going?
And we're answering some of your burning questions. You can ask your own burning questions by coming down to Yonder and sticking it in our pickle jar. We've got a big old pickle jar on the bar, little slips of paper that you can ask your questions and stick it in there. Or you can do it on the chapelboro.com website. Your choice. Alexis, what kind of questions do we have?
Well, we've got a few more. This one is, Dear Alexis, I think I may have already asked this. I think my son is joining a cult. What should I do? This is the first I've heard of it, so you haven't already asked it. I would want to know a little more information. Like, what is this cult? Is it a religious cult? Is it a financial cult?
Is it a political cult?
Exactly. So, what do I do? Well, I don't think that you can dissuade him by pressuring him. That's just gonna do the opposite effect. So, I would maybe just try to spend as much time with him as possible, just not talking about the cult, you know, and then just like every once in a while just slip something in there about
Gaslight.
How like, yeah.
Gaslight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't want to use that word, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't know how, ask a man.
Yeah, I mean, I have some experience with this. My aunt was in a cult, actually, in the 70s. So, yeah, and it's true. I'll tell you about it later. What do you think about cults, Kelly?
You know, I can appreciate some of the mentality around it, I think, personally. I appreciate that dedication, that passion. What you do with it, on the other hand, I don't know. But I personally would just dive right in with the kid, honestly.
Just join the cult?
Go down together. You might as well. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'd like to know if this cult needs a leader.
I think you would be perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, what would your core principles be?
Cosmos. Cosmos.
Give me all your money.
No, I think that my cult would be the perfect place for young women to better themselves.
By being gaslit, right. Yeah.
So bigamy.
I mean, the marriage is just a construct by the government law. I think the Supreme Court votes 6-3 in my favor on this one. Next question.
I think you're right. I was going to ask how many wives you take, but Lana listens to the show now.
She knows.
Okay, dear Alexis, how do I make men understand, in parentheses, as a female, that I don't seek their attention or approval? Well, I think that you can just be really direct. I think in my experience, that's the best way to make anyone understand, just to be honest and direct. Also, pepper spray is a really good option, and or a taser. And a previous bar guest at my old job promised me a taser for my birthday, and he never got it for me. And Adam, if you're listening, I want my taser. Kelly?
I just like to bark at men, personally.
Like actually bark?
Yeah, just bark at them, gnash your teeth, you know, and keep walking in the other direction.
I really respect that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
My advice, of course, as always, is to be less shrill.
What? All right, moving on. Here's a related question. Dear Alexis, how do I not slap flaky people? This actually goes back to the controlling your anger question, I think. I mean, I don't condone slapping anyone. I can understand why you would want to. But I think, you know, just a well-timed pinch is always good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I kind of misread the question, because when they're like, how do you not slap flaky people? I'd be, why would you want to slap when you get their flakes all over you? It's like I was seeing like dandruff and stuff. So I was like, yeah, I ain't going anywhere near them. I'm not going to touch them. But I get it. No, slap away, dude. Like, slap away. Like, I think if there's anything that 2022 has taught us, it's okay to slap people now.
Yeah. All right. Well, come down to yonder. We'll slap you. That's not an invitation for creepy dudes to ask me to slap them, though.
That's a slogan that belongs on a shirt. What are you going to do for the rest of the day, Kelly?
I'm heading out of here, and I'm going to have a drink and maybe another one. And
where do you like to go in Hillsboro when you're not at the Colonial Inn?
Well, obviously Yonder.
Oh, yeah, we love Yonder.
Clearly.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of actually Nash Street Tavern, mm-hmm. on Nash Street, right up the road. I really like that area. And home. It's a good place, too.
All right. Where do you live? We'll go there. And we'll tell everyone else to go there, too.
So like 2 miles Kelly's. That way. 2 miles that way.
What are you going to do today, Alexis, after we're done with this radio show?
I'm going to go work at Yonder Bar. Oh, wait. No, it's Sunday. I'm going to... We are sitting at the Colonial Inn, folks, on the porch. Come see us. I'm going to go for a long walk with my dog. I'm going to make dinner for my kid, and we're going to watch the next episode of Stranger Things.
Y'all ain't done yet?
We haven't even started the second part of the fourth season.
So Steve's still alive? Where y'all at?
What?
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Anyway.
This show is over.
I probably just got fired again. What are you watching? What television shows are you watching, Kelly?
Have you ever heard of Superstore? It's kind of like The Office, but like off-brand Walmart.
No.
Kind of drama thing. Yeah, it's on Hulu. You should check it out. It's hilarious.
Like, so is it a comedy?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Hmm. Kind of makes me want to go to Walmart.
It makes you, it's a show that makes you want to go to Walmart.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
That's terrifying.
I'm adding that to my list because now that, you know, Stranger Things, and Stranger Things, they say they're going to do a whole other season, but I don't know how they can do it after they killed 11. So, but anyway, I'm curious to see what happens. You know, now Will has the powers. It's like weird. But anyway, you have to tell me what you think after you see the show. And all of you guys, write in and tell us what you think. Why don't you stop by the bar, come put some questions in our pickle jar. It's nice and cozy in there. And let's hang out again sometime. All right? Y'all come see us.
If we're invited back to this radio show, we will see y'all next week. Thanks for joining us on Howdy Hillsboro.
97.9 The Hill. Howdy Hillsboro. We'll see you directly.
Later, y'all. Drive me a dessert. No time to have you learn.